You're listening to Coffee with Tam, a podcast that creates meaningful conversations, everything from coffee, life, passions, and many more. We'll be sitting down with people from all walks of life, whether they're from the coffee industry or even our customers, and learn together on things that we will be talking about. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second episode. Finally, after quite some time, we finally have the time to record the second episode of Coffee with Tam. Coffee with Tam kah? Gila, lupa aku sudah namanya yo. But anyways, in this episode, we are featuring one of our first baristas and now has his own thing. It's Aiman.
Hi guys, how are you? How's everyone? What's up?
So Aiman is known as Coffee Ratio. He has his own thing now. You wanna let everyone know about what's going on with Coffee Ratio?
Alright, let's talk about Coffee Ratio for a bit, yeah? So I started in August because of Hazwan. He pushed me to open up a coffee journal. And then suddenly it grew into something more lah. And I thank him for that lah. So now I'm having my own bar in Bandar at Sembiling. And
which is
next to Istana Lama, Jalan Istana Darussalam.
So Aiman has his own bar. If you guys want to visit, it will be at Jalan
Istana Lama. Yeah.
So it's, I don't know how to explain, tapi actually tambus dari
Eco Corridor,
and it's actually behind
UNN.
Yes. Yeah. So Aiman has his own thing now. So by that being said, now we have something in common between among us, which is having our own thing, as well as having a full-time job as well. So I wanted to touch upon that part. So the topic of the day, the topic of this podcast, the title of it would be running a coffee shop while having a full-time job. Is it even worth it or not? Let's find out through this podcast lah. Tapi bear in mind, this is in our own perspective. It's in my own perspective. It's in Aiman's perspective. You made a brief introduction on how you ended up having your own thing, man. Tapi let's dive deep just a little bit more. So how did you started in this coffee journey, and how did it end up by having your own coffee bar in Bandar?
Okay, so let's just say I've been an avid coffee drinker lah dari dulu, but I got really serious when the first pandemic happened, yeah, and that's where I discover more coffee and then getting more serious into it lah. Tapi belum brewing tu, and then one fine day there was like open vacancy. On or not? I was like, text saja, and then I got the job. And then from there, macam I got to know more about coffee, meeting new people, and talking about macam what makes this specialty coffee any different wah. And then it really macam hits my heart, and I'm like, oh, nice job. It can be more than just coffee. And then macam okay lah, the pause lah in between a few months, and then. And then we reconnected lah. Me and Hazwan reconnected, and he started his Jurudong Coffee Space. He was like, "Gue kesian
jajan yang leh." Oh, by the way, what Aiman meant by reconnecting is actually kami ini childhood friends.
Yeah, we go way back.
We have our own story, but that's not part of this episode. But we reconnected through coffee, and so in Jurudong Coffee Space, Aiman was there as a customer, and yep. Sila sambung.
And then one fine night, macam nampak Sazan macam he's doing ana lah, kira macam starting Jurudong Coffee Space, and then macam it really touched my heart, and I was like, Wan, do you need help here? And then after 15 minutes, he was like, bahapa. Macam bahapa.
Tapi nampak kelelah tu lah.
Nampak, nampak. Very nampak. And then, yeah. From there, macam I take shifts apart being the barista sana. And then I got really serious into coffee and I started my own coffee journal. And from there, I journal my journey. And then I was like, macam kan cuba pop-up je aku lah. And then si Iwan was like, bah, go for it. And in December, I did my first pop-up. December 2020 tu, nah?
Yes, yeah. Raya Yayasan. Sama si Arif. Shout out to Arif.
Yeah,
Arif one of the best barbers in Brunei.
Chun. Gila, the cleanest haircut ever tu. Yeah. So, sana lah macam, that's where I started doing pop-ups. And then,
Ato yang tani pop-up, kau pagi.
Oh.
And then, patang time turun.
Benar, it's like,
kali hujan lambat.
Morning session, aku. And then, time, Ato, in the evening, sikit hujan. Oh.
Selalu tu, every time goes down to bandar, especially bandar. Bandar, like yayasan. Literally bandar Seri Begawan.
Literally yayasan.
If we have a pop-up there, even if you guys were to ask us, kami ka, you ask me, you ask Aiman, you ask Irfan ka, or anyone in the team, everybody will agree, every time turun to bandar Seri Begawan, it's gonna rain heavily.
Yo, what the corner is, jauh benar.
So it rained during our turn, but either way, it was a fun time.
Yeah, it was a fun experience lah.
So that was your first pop-up.
Yeah.
And then what led you to, you know, at the end towards your journey? Not plan at the end towards your journey. Is your journey is that is, you know, baru is the beginning at the moment.
Yeah.
So, what led, you know, you to have your own? Bukan bar actually. I would say you have your own shop now.
Yeah, actually of lama. So what really made this happen was a pop-up in Pavo.
Ani pop-up di Pavo ni indoor. So okay.
Indoor okay. Yeah. Hujan kan dah hujan in the kisah. Macam kami auto shot tu di sana tu. Syalah. And I got the opportunity from there. Met a couple of people and then macam we, you know, connected and whatnot. And then we discussed a few months and boom. Here's Coffee Ratio at Bandar Seri Begawan masa November 2021. So it was a long journey. It took a while lah, macam discussion and whatnot. And then finally it happened. And now I'm there lah. It's been berapa months niya? November, December. Five months.
Almost half a year. Yeah.
It's a very long journey lah. That, I think it's the longest 5 months of my life lah, I would say.
Yeah. Let's talk about that really soon.
Really soon.
Yeah. So, like I mentioned, awal-awal tadi, this topic of this episode of this podcast is that having a coffee shop while also having a full-time job. So, for those who doesn't know, TAM itself is my own side project, my own passion project. But my full-time job, I am a sales consultant in Audi. And Aiman is a insurance agent for AIA, specifically BRLX.
BR Alps NK.
Yes. So which is ano lah, which is in one vicinity with your bar.
Yum.
So the question now is that, you know, while having this full time job, do you think having this two going on at the same time in your life, was it a good decision for you?
Is it a good decision?
Did you make the right choice? Like, hey, I'm gonna have a full time job. Tapi at the same time, I'm going to have this, you know, side gig going on. You know, so was it worth it for you, or was this unplanned?
For me, honestly, I think for myself, I think it was worth it lah. The jump into coffee in it as a business, my own business, it is actually a nice jump. So, chana, I find happiness in brewing coffee, and macam kalau sudah kerja tu, CEO, you love the job. Don't feel like this would be another job for you. It's not tiring lah.
Yeah,
yes, it's tiring every day. Tapi at the end of the day, you're happy.
True. Yeah. So it tambah lagi, like you're in your, ano, in your condition, tambah talagi your office is basically oh. one place with your yeah. bar area.
Yeah.
So macam, you know, there's not much of a difference.
Ngom.
You're doing what you love, and at the same time, your full time job pun office mu di sana. Oh, so it's easy. Macam,
keluar bar is also my office. Masuk bar is also my office.
Yeah. So macam, so for you it's good lah.
Yeah, so, it's great lah.
It's great. It's a great. Apa ni? I think for me I would also agree. Even though macam I have a different place lah, macam another coffee spot jangsa in my house. Then I apa ni Audi showroom in Kerong. Tapi at the same time macam, I think the fact that I get to do what I love every day, helps me push what I do in my other job,
yep.
which is my full-time job lah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's that. So ita back to this question, I have this lah. After you open, after you open, apa? What did you realize? You know, apa ni macam? Okay, what did you? Did it turn out to be what you expected? And then what did you realize? Macam maybe ada pros and cons, you know, ada benda yang kau menyesal kah while doing this? And then macam, you know, we have a full-time job and this macam ada mix-up in time kah?
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, so what did you realize by doing this thing?
Okay, when I started, it was exactly how I expected. No, not exactly. There are some things that that was unplanned or macam kira macam in life there's always something that can go wrong or something that's like out of our macam imagination kan.
And
yeah, itulah ha, macam when I start, okay, I have expectations, tapi okay, these expectations masa realitinya is like exaggerated. Macam dalam otak, oh it's simple, kan, you still buat sendiri, why is it so difficult? But itulah macam fikir, oh dalam 15 minit sini siap. Nah, that is like sometimes things can take longer than expected lah, macam yeah. Ah, some simple ni macam supply chain. Beli sini dah jual.
Kita tahu habis stock.
Sini macam ni ketinggalan. Jalan lagi balik. And then you know from there macam I have to be systematic in what I do lah.
True. Yeah. What about manpower?
Manpower is always something something that's always in my mind lah. Macam especially for me, I run majority of the time, but there are times where I need people. And of course, for me lah, as coffee ratio, I really care about macam who's at the bar, because it's not just not multiple people in the bar.
Yeah,
kan?
Yeah, yeah.
And I really really take quality into consideration. So it's a bit challenging for me to find someone who I can trust to manage.
Because at the end of the day, if it's not you,
yeah.
you have to find someone who best, bukannya orang suited well for the position,
yeah.
tapi you know, represent what you believe in.
Correct.
The brand that you bring in.
Correct.
To the public.
Yeah. It's like there's always a standard that needs to be achieved kan? For our customers. Tapa. And it's not that easy to find the right one. Not saying that no one is good, but macam that's suitable for coffee ratio to payah sikit lah for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about, you know, time management in a sense?
Oh.
I mean like yeah, the good thing is you have an office and a bar next to each other. Tapi I'm pretty sure, you know, time management is also a challenging part, because you have to, you know, focus on your, you know, insurance side,
yep.
sekali and then you have to really think about the sales of, you know, the performance of your cafe.
Yep.
So macam, what about that in anola for you lah? Because
that,
macam yeah. macam mana kan for me? I think you also know my main struggle for time is always time management, because you know my type of work in Audi is very very nyorang indebatan tua.
Very like, flexible.
Not really.
It's
flexible in terms of availability. Kadang-kadang sebenarnya ada, tapi I would say mine is always an on-call kind of thing. Wah,
macam
mengajar tadak, clients wants to you know see a car. So then, macam now I cannot take care of the shop.
Yeah.
So time management I think is one of my you know struggles. Running time for this, I know, couple of years.
Yeah.
So what about you?
So for me, okay lah, for me as an insurance agent kan, okay lah, the time itu is flexible enough so I can set like specific hours or specific days so to do my work for my insurance work, and then the rest of the week would be coffee ratio. But at the same time pun masih aja ada jo kadang-kadang time management issue apa, kadang-kadang macam prospects tukar hari tukar apa. Nah, it's a bit difficult lah, it's a bit challenging, tapi jalani saja teh bro. Itulah hidup kopi. Benar. One sejak.
Yeah. Oh, by the way guys, we're drinking Nylon Coffee from Nylon Coffee Roasters Ethiopia. Celbesa Dancha.
Yeah.
Dancha ka Danche? Danche.
Danche, Danche.
Oh my
Danche.
God. Yeah. Don't say we don't drink coffee at night. It is what it is, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
no, yeah. I think what I want to add also, what I see lah, macam from you, masa dulu back then, it's like, okay, rest is also important.
Oh, yes.
Rest is also important.
Yes, that's the biggest realization that I had
running
this thing. Yep. So, burnout is the most common issue. I don't know about the rest pulang, you know, the rest of our friends in this coffee industry. Tapi macam, for me, I think like I have tons of episodes of having a burnout, and I'm pretty sure you have. I have a fine example of what happened you on the way to KB.
Oh yeah. That was the worst.
Yeah, so tapi yeah, so macam for me personally, macam for the first 1.5 years of running TAM, it was only me and Hana. Then me and Hana only run this, you know. Adalah sometimes my brother helps out and some other friends, tapi you know the main person who's driven to push this brand, TAM punya brand out, is usually me and Hana ba. And then Hana pun sometimes, you know, with her having schools going on, focusing on schools apa, then it'll be a one man show for quite some time. So I mean like kau sendiri terlihatkan when you know when I decided, when you offered yourself to me as a, you know, barista for TAM. You saw how tired I am.
Yeah,
and
there are times where I just enter the shop and he's like half asleep.
And yeah, so there are some episodes where I got admitted to hospital because, you know, lack of rest and stress.
Yep.
Then adalah jo lagi a lot of episodes of migraines. Yeah, so macam burnout is quite a big realization. Rest is quite important lah while doing
rest
this. That's what one biggest realization of running a coffee shop.
Yep.
Tambah dia lagi having a full-time job.
Benar.
Itu macam for you, oh my god. Burnout mutah lagi. Atau lagi terberi job.
Itu macam, I try to avoid as much as I can the burnout. But okay lah, sometimes, you know, we're just human. Yeah. We're not perfect. Kadang-kadang macam kita ni overestimate or underestimate things. So, adalah macam a few times ada burnout, tapi luckily macam quick save lah. Laju-laju quick save. Yo, bah, kau cover ni ya. I need rest.
Yeah. So macam fenomena ni, being a coffee shop owner doesn't mean we're anulah. You know, just because we have a big supply amount of coffee doesn't mean it's good for us as well. So macam masa tu siya yang, you know, your first pop up with them in KB.
Oh yeah.
On the way to KB,
I got into a minor
sikit
accident.
Sikit lagi
lah, very close call lah, I would say.
Sikit lagi.
But that's for another day lah.
But either way, the main point is, the biggest realization is
rest.
Is quite important, especially the fact that we have, you know, technically 2 job in one time,
which
is, you know, running a coffee shop and having a full time job. You know, apa tadi? Time, manpower, rest. I think this 3 would be the most biggest realization lah.
For a business lah.
Yeah, of course there are other factors juga. Tapi macam, I think this 3 would be the most challenging part. That I think both of us agree lah on this part.
Yeah, maybe so, not just us lah, and maybe in general pun orang would generally agree.
So yeah, we say lah. Nanti correct cerita lah dorang.
Correct lagi nanti.
So yeah, but you know, do you think it was worth it or not doing this thing?
Definitely worth it for me lah, ha. Because to imagine in the mind and then converting it into reality is something that's like, whoa. Kadang-kadang I still don't believe that I have my own bar di sana. I was like, ah, syaja. Benar ke ni? Benar ke ni?
Ada orang birthday by the way di luar.
Ada orang birthday guys.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday guys. Siapa kan ni? Chip Zat kan yang birthday?
Anta.
Meh. Okay.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Anyways. But, so it's worth it lah for you.
It's worth it for me, but I don't know for anyone else lah.
Yeah. I would say yeah. I would say it's definitely worth it lah. You know, doing some apa ni, doing something that you love, you know, and then sharing your passion with others. I think apa nama ini, the fact that what I did inspired you to have your own thing is, I'm very happy and you know, nyorang, I did my part lah. And yeah, you know, I'm pretty sure what you're doing at the moment will have the same effect with others pa.
Yeah.
Kan? So yeah, so it's totally worth it.
Totally worth it, yeah.
Totally worth it. But do you think it's worth it for others? Because for me, if you see, you know, okay, just speaking, I mean not just the fact that I know lah, running a coffee shop and having a full-time job. Just the aspect of running a coffee shop. The fact that if you think running a coffee shop makes money, I don't think so.
In the long run, yes.
I don't think so. I mean like, oh yeah, in the long run, definitely. If you have like other plans on your brand and whatnot, you know, if you have, itulah, certain, apa namanya ni, long-term plan.
Yeah, long-term planning.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Because, having goals lah, milestones.
You know, I know your long-term plan. You know my long-term
plan.
Yeah,
of course.
So, tapi, you know, if you're just planning to have your own coffee shop and thinking that you're making money out of it, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the main reason for me lah, for me personally. I think that's one of the main reason that I have a full-time job at the moment. I'm not saying that, you know, I don't like I don't like being part of Audi as a sales consultant. Tapi, it's a prime example as for me lah. I don't know about you, but it's a prime example for me that running a coffee shop doesn't mean it is enough money for you to sustain yourself.
Yeah.
So day to day.
Maybe what I can atau kira macam my take on coffee ni ya. So it can make you money, but don't expect it to make you money within a very quick time that much.
Yeah. Cita. Pasal I saw this, kalau kau lihat James Hoffman punya YouTube.
Yeah.
Ada dia cakap, I mean, it's not just James Hoffman. I saw this one IG, it's from an Indonesian profile page.
Yep.
It was saying about, you know, the breakdown cost of a coffee shop owner.
Correct.
And what I totally agree upon was on that chart, the only income that a cafe shop owner has within that total income atau 2.5% saja.
Yep.
So it's not actually that much.
Yeah.
So I would say if it's all about money, it's not totally worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if your only product would be coffee, then it would be a bit difficult unless you go to the right market.
Yeah.
You have to be selective with your market je kadang-kadang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, apa ni, what I was saying, like, unless you see the long run, macam what we mentioned just now.
Yeah.
And for me lah, for me, a successful cafe would be someone who don't just see your coffee shop money as a business, tapi you know, you're doing this because you love doing it.
Yep.
So, apa ni ini? Not saying like, oh, I'm successful now. Tapi I'm saying macam, you won't feel the burden of running a coffee shop, because at the end of the day, you do something that you love, and at the end of the energy, and you get something in return lah.
Yeah. Ngam.
Yeah. Cam
for me personally lah, cam I do the numbers and whatnot. Of course lah, cam
you're a numbers guy, dude.
every apa namanya tu, macam every data tu mesti dilihat, macam sales performance and profit, berapa profitnya. Tapi macam for me, like profit will be reinvested until macam barang-barangnya cukup, and then there's room for expansion. Then that's where we start reaping itulah macam the profits tu juga kan, the benefits itu.
Yeah, yeah.
But as a startup, well, any startup for that matter, yeah, we have a lot of invested money in there. And if you expect to make money and generate your own macam big pockets, then yeah, short term no. Tapi in the long run, inshallah, if you do things well, if you keep track of your expenses, your profits, inshallah ada terdatang nanti.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I think I'm not the only one who realized this.
Yeah, definitely.
In Brunei, you know, in Brunei, I think we have at the moment a boom in terms of apa ni, a lot of people starting to apa ni, have their attention on specialty coffee.
Yeah.
I think like every month ada either a new brand coming up
ataupun
a new coffee personality.
It's getting really macam competitive in a sense.
Yeah, new journal apa, which is a good,
it's a good thing. It grows the coffee industry.
I will never disagree on that part.
Yeah.
Tapi macam definitely the thing is because everybody is, you know, every month ada new brand.
Yeah, definitely up, someone new.
New coffee shop, whatnot. Yeah. So it boils down to the question that I always have in my mind: is it actually for everyone? Do you think it's for everyone?
Having a coffee shop, nya?
Yes.
For
let's
everyone.
Say lah macam mana, orang ini baru have, you know, started into this coffee journey, maybe a couple of months sudah.
Yeah.
And then diorang macam lihat, oh shit, so macam you know, my friends has their own coffee thing. I want to have my own coffee thing. So, the coffee shop, and I want to do it as well. So it's for those kind of people. Do you think is it worth it that, you know, you deciding to have your own coffee shop is a good thing, or you should find something else? For example, maybe, you know, expand the coffee personality, ataupun try other aspects apa.
For me, especially for yang melihat, oh, saya je ada coffee shop baik peluang kebuka. Now the question is, you ask yourself lah, whether or not you really want it, or is it because of hype? So it boils down to your niat. Macam, okay, what do you want? Is it just for money? Is it just following the hype? Or is it benar-benar you want to actually grow this into something more, and something that changes the industry? If your answer is like the first and the second, then maybe you should rethink. But if you're into the third one, then yeah, might as well try.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
The more
because,
the merrier.
You know, at the end of the day, Brunei is still small. I mean, like, not just the country itself lah. Tapi macam, no, the coffee, the specialty coffee industry to be exact, is still growing.
Yeah.
It's still growing. For me, I think aku sudah balik-balik cap arah munik. Dari dulu sudah.
Benar.
We cannot see each other as competition. I mean, like, especially at right now lah. Not at the moment.
Not at the moment lah.
I mean, like, yes, there are a bit of competition. Tapi, you know, we can't see each other as like, oh, bapa saya main kemarin.
Yeah, definitely. So, macam, it's a, I wouldn't, Jana.
We're not there yet. Macam outside Brunei.
Yeah, benar.
I think the main point is, you know, instead of seeing each other as a competition, it's more worth it for you to collaborate with your peers.
Yep.
Make friends with them.
Ngam.
Grow each other.
Ngam tu.
And then, you know, apa ni, once we're up there, maybe we could, you know, spice things up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then apa ni, baru tah ani macam at the moment indahlah for me. Is it worth it for someone who, you know, baru passionate about, you know, making coffee and whatnot? Yeah, same with you. As long as your intention is right, ano apa nama ni, not, it's not just because, you know, wah, coffee industry is growing, I think it's good for me to capitalize this opportunity. I don't think that's a good intention,
not,
lah.
Yeah, not a good long term strategy.
Yeah,
I would say.
I think like if they have an intention, for example, like I wanna spread my passion, I wanna introduce people my definition of what good cup of coffee or what specialty coffee in my opinion is, think that would be great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, to clarify today, I said, macam now it's like getting competitive is macam, okay, for the new ones, okay, for the old ones, it's a lot easier to expose yourself. Tapi it's like, since now it's like every month ada yang baru. Macam tenggelam bah. Macam senang tenggelam, senang macam.
Yeah,
especially,
it's...
I don't know if you would agree to this, but especially macam if things go wrong, macam you get demotivated and you just feel like, ah, can give up, okay?
Yeah.
Have you had that moment before?
Of course.
Yeah. Macam, going back to my point.
I mean like, yeah, TAM started maybe a bit earlier lah.
Yeah.
We did not face that kind of issue. But I do agree lah, because I felt it just a little bit, but not so much because of the, you know, when TAM started on.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely agree to that point.
So macam, especially now with macam different different coffee brands coming into the market. Yeah, that's something that you really have to ask yourself whether or not you would be tahan lasak to keep on staying.
Yeah, bukan tahan lasak ni maksudnya no pulang. Apa ni ini? The rest of the brands will step you down.
Yeah, but, no, definitely not. It's just that whether or not you're willing to stay
and work on it.
Work on it and consistently
and create
growing.
Create your own niche.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Brunei is small. All of us would agree on that.
Yeah.
And, you know, making your own niche is quite
very important.
It will take quite some time.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, it will take quite some time. Yeah. I would definitely say TAM is still creating its own niche.
Mm. Yeah. Would you agree if I say you survive on the regular ones? Macam, that's how you macam sustain your business.
Yeah, of course. Creating your own regulars would, you know, definitely help you out in terms of the longevity of your brand.
Yeah.
Because you create loyalty ba.
Correct.
You know, macam kalau in terms of ano lah, apa ni business aspect itu, definitely you need regulars to help you out. Especially I think paling terasa masa during COVID wave vanilla, first wave, second wave. I don't think TAM would, you know, be where we are at the moment because another regulars apa.
Yes.
The regulars definitely helped us out.
They're the MVPs lah. Shout out to everyone for supporting us. We love you.
So definitely regulars is quite important. That's why I mentioned to you macam tadi, creating your own niche tu lah. So is it worth it? Yes, it's worth it if you guys wanna, you know, dive upon your own coffee journey, especially having your own brand and coffee shop, particularly coffee shop lah.
Yeah.
But you need to have a good intention lah.
Correct.
With the good intention, it will help you in the long run. And then if you think that, you know, I don't think a coffee shop would be a good route for me, but I still love coffee and I want to do something within this industry, there are other things that you could do.
Yeah,
definitely. A lot of things actually.
Yeah.
You could, you know, become a supplier.
Yeah.
You know, you could supply beans.
It's not just like horizontally, kira macam cafes, but also macam vertically, suppliers.
You could bring, something new here.
Roasters.
Yeah. Roasters pun growing sudah.
Roasters pun alhamdulillah growing.
Yeah.
So hopefully it fixes the supply chain problem in Brunei.
Yeah. So semata lah. So there, it's not just apa ni. Is it worth it to open up a coffee shop? If it's not, but you want to do something else, there are something else that you could do here in the industry. So yeah, either way, it's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be a good journey for you guys.
Yeah. Enjoy the process, I would say.
Yeah. Is it for everyone?
Maybe.
Yes.
Or maybe not.
Yes.
That is up to you to decide lah, especially for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, apa lagi na tadi? Ada apa tadi kau cakap?
Apa lagi Wan? Nemana kopinya? It's like macam sweet.
Oh yo, balance
sweet,
up.
Sweet mango.
Aku ni expect, you know, when masa aku bawa beans ni, aku expect high
Masam.
Acidity lah.
And
saya Ethiopian kan.
Yeah. Even for myself
okay, balance
today.
Balance
ya. Nemana?
Balance. Tapi menyesal kau. You should have tried yang before.
Yang mana nylon kan cua?
Indah. Nomad.
Oh, that I missed that one.
Yeah, tu nyaman Rwandan.
Oof.
Funky ya. Dari si Mali ke? Hai Mali.
Shout out to Mali bro.
Yeah, so yeah, I think that covers all pulang macam yeah apa ni doesn't really matter kan actually having your own coffee shop plus having a full time job as long as you're apa ni it's fun for you
yeah
and definitely. You don't see I think the most important thing lah okay you run a coffee shop and you have a full time job I don't think you should see your coffee shop
every day
as a coffee shop
oh yeah definitely
you see it as a second home
chun
Then you won't feel, you know, like I'm having two jobs.
For me, okay, this is something about me lah. I close on Sundays. I go to bar on Sundays at 1 p.m. Why? Is it a must? No. But why? Because I love being at my bar. Yeah, I love being around coffee. Yeah. So I guess that's why like I'm still here, still in the industry, still doing what I love. And hopefully I'll stay long in the long run lah.
Of course.
Inshallah.
Expand lagi second branch.
Ratio Chanaman. At home. Semua.
Ratio roastery.
On. Boleh. Inshallah.
Yeah, so that's it. I mean like atui pulang saja.
Okay, my question for you lah, it's like a curveball.
Apa?
Do you think pairing something with coffee is important for a cafe?
Definitely.
Okay. So guys,
definitely. I think you know.
Yeah.
Kau sendiri buat belum bertahan ni.
Yep.
Aku pun sendiri buat belum bertahan ni.
Yep. So guys, if sekiranya you want to start a coffee in a cafe specialty. Yeah, specialty is great. But when everyone is doing specialty, the specialty is just tinggal tea.
So you need to bring something else.
Yeah, you something
know, even
special.
If you're not, you know, I would say I'm not good at apa ni making bakes apa. Tapi definitely you could bring some, you know, your friends over.
Yeah.
Do a collaboration. Macam, you know, Tam at the moment we're having a collaboration with Desserts Wave.
Yeah.
No, you could try their cookies here at another coffee spot.
Yeah.
Aiman pun ada collaboration.
Ada brown butter and then ada inshallah soon is Desa. They're gonna send over some bakes lah. And what about you? Macam this Ramadan pun ada kan macam your schedule
sudah. Baik kau datang.
Inshallah.
Yeah.
Kalau aku off shift lah.
Yeah, so towards the coming of this Ramadan, we're actually recording this podcast
the first night
of Ramadan.
Yeah,
so that means tomorrow then start puasa. During this Ramadan period, I think what do you have in, you know, apa ni on offer at the moment?
Okay, for us at Ratio, there will be nighttime brewing and there will be some dine-in
from
8:30 p.m. till 12 a.m. from Monday to Sunday, basically 7 days a week lah. 7 days a week. And then also we're gonna be open during siang for takeaways between 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. lah. So if anyone wants to grab a cup of coffee and then macam back to office ka apa ka, you are open. Okay, macam you're welcome to do so lah. Yeah.
Takeaways.
Definitely.
unless you want to be in trouble.
So I don't feel like, you know, paying extra money for you.
Yeah, so you have a nighttime thing going on because, you know, usually you only open in afternoons, kan?
Yeah.
Yeah, so live brewing at night and of course had a collaboration with others, right?
There are several collaborators. Inshallah, there are some people in the pipeline now, especially for coffee pun. There are new brands that I want to host, because before this, someone else hosted me, which is CopyPix, and shout out to CopyPix for having me last year. And then this year, inshallah, I'll continue on the tradition of having new brands and then coming into Coffee Ratio, so that at least I can contribute back to the industry as a whole, Laja. Give them a glimpse of what it's like to be behind the bar.
Yeah, so that will be going on during this Ramadan period.
Yep.
So, Coffee Ratio will be open basically every day.
Every day, 8:30 p.m. till 12 a.m. sampai sahur lah basically.
Yeah. That's the plug.
Yeah, that's the plug, guys.
Yeah, so for time here, kami punya plug. We're not open every day.
Yeah.
But we are open as usual from Tuesday to Sunday.
Yeah.
But of course, but we won't be open in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. We'll be open from 7:30 at night until 1:30 a.m. So sahur lah, you know.
What about your collaboration at the?
Yeah, so that one will be going on every Tuesday and Thursday. So what's gonna happen here at Another Coffee Spot Jangsak is that we're bringing in some of our friends from the F&B industry to offer food lah here at Another Coffee Spot. So it's gonna happen every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the whole month of Ramadan. So 2 food vendors, 1 dessert vendors lah. So for the first week on Tuesday, we will be featuring Ngupi.
Woohoo!
Shout out Zul.
What's up Zul, Amar? Hey.
So they'll be bringing their famous pizzas here. Oof. At Jangsak.
Namanto.
And then also ada new and upcoming brand Sold Out Burgers. They're based in Tanjong Nangka, if not mistaken.
Damn.
So there'll
macam
be
nyaman guys.
Nyaman yo. So mulai IG nya. Bo.
Let so, IG guys. Ia makan dari mata, especially masa puasa. Ia tu time nya tu.
Kalau nombor terhasut, let them malam lah.
Let them malam lah.
So that one, Sold Out Burgers will be joining us as well for the first day, which is Tuesday. Ngupi, Sold Out Burgers, and for desserts will be our collaborator for the another coffee spot, which is Desserts Wave. So that's the on Tuesday. On Thursday, Tasconi will be joining in.
All right,
Morning Dudes.
Let's
I know you
go.
Guys will miss are missing Morning Dudes, so Morning Dudes might be coming in. Yeah, fun. Mana ne?
Apa?
Si sampai ka? Yeah. Terus gitu. So adalah Morning Dudes might be joining in. So look forward to it lah. And then also Yusma will be not only be at Jangsak, but she will also be featuring her bakes as well on Thursday. So that's happening every Tuesday and Thursday. So different food vendors going on throughout the whole month of Ramadan. Tapi also every Saturday kami ada pop up for tam lah. We will be having a pop up at Pavo Point with The Fork. At the moment we're planning from 7:30 till 12. So see itulah if we have another updates lah. Just check our IG lah to it.
Yeah.
But other than that, that's it. 7:30 till 1:30 Tuesday, Thursday, something going on at Jangsak. Saturday, ada Pavo Point. Tapi Saturday tu, we will also be opening here at the home base.
Let's go.
Yeah, a lot busy yo.
Huh?
Busy month.
Okay tu, yeah, kita ni berusaha lah.
But it's gonna be fun.
Shot ni.
Yeah.
And guys, don't forget to make sure your SOP is in check.
Definitely, during that event, either yours or mine, definitely we'll make sure that we follow SOP advice by MOH and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, we have for another coffee spot, we have a limited capacity and whatnot. Yeah.
Also, just to flatten the curve, orang.
Yeah. So itulah. So that's that. So that's the plug.
Yeah, that's the plug, guys.
Yeah. So itulah. Hopefully things goes well, and we see you up from there lah.
All right.
Anything else, Simon?
Nothing much. Just thank you guys for supporting Coffee Ratio since the beginning till now, and thank you Hazwan for being the one of the backbones of Coffee Ratio masa awal-awal sekali, masa orang belum believe, and then also thanks, shout out to everyone at BR Alps lah for always being the loyal customers.
So that's it. That's episode 2 of Coffee with Tam, and see you guys in the next one.
See you guys
when we decide to make another one.
Yep.
Of course we're gonna make another one. See you guys.
Apa tu aing ah?
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, plug.
Jangan dengar. Yeah. Teracun sekarang orang. So yeah, that's episode 2.
Alright.
See you guys.
See you. Bye-bye.